if I told you that your entire life could change in just 2 minutes? That 2 minutes could be the difference between staying stuck or finally making progress. Sounds a bit like a scam, doesn't it? Well, it is, because it's a scam you run on yourself. By the end of the episode, then, you'll know exactly how to use it. So let's start with the truth about your brain. Your brain isn't lazy. It's efficient. It's built to conserve energy, avoid discomfort, and keep you safe. But in today's world, safe often means the same. So even though you want to go to the gym, read more, apply to new jobs, or finally start that side hustle, your brain screams, not now, it's too much effort. Enter then the 2 minute scam. So this is a psychological trick that works like a charm. The premise is you lie to yourself in the best possible way. Oh, I'm just going to exercise for 2 minutes. You end up exercising for longer. Oh, I'm just going to read one page of this book. End up reading a chapter. Oh, I'm just going to send one email to prospective clients. End up sending four. I'll just make one phone call. End up making three. I'll just meditate for a minute. End up doing it for longer. I'll just do plank for 10 seconds, end up doing it for longer. So it sounds harmless, easy, barely anything to do. And that's the point. You trick your brain into starting. And the truth is that once you start, you rarely stop. It's called activation energy, the initial mental or physical push needed to begin. It's like lighting a match. Once it's lit, the flame takes over. So imagine you're standing at the edge of a pool. The water looks cold. You just want to stay warm. And your brain says, don't jump in. And you decide not to. But you tell yourself, look, I'll just sit on the edge and dip my feet in. You then decide to go in. And you know, within a few minutes, you're waist deep. And then 5 minutes later, you're swimming laps. This is the 2 minute scam in action. It's not about perfection, it's about momentum and tricking yourself to start, making it sound like a smaller task than it is. Oh, I'm going to start a business. Okay, well, just come up with a name first of all. Just get a website. Then you can start doing it and growing it from there instead of trying to do everything together. Because if you think about your daily habits like dominoes, the first one is the hardest to tip. It requires the most force. But once it's down, it triggers a chain reaction. So what's your first domino today? Is it putting the gym shoes on? Is it opening your laptop? Is it writing the subject line on an email? That's all it takes, really. So here are a few ways you can apply the 2 minute scam today. What about exercise-wise? You tell yourself, I'm just going to do press-ups for 2 minutes. You'll probably do it for 20 minutes. Reading. I'm just going to read one page. Suddenly, you're 10 pages deep. Cleaning. Maybe I'll just wash one of the dishes. End up that the sink is empty. I'm just going to apply to one job. Or I'm just going to do the header of my CV. You end up either rewriting your whole CV or applying to 10 jobs. What about content creation? Oh, I'm just going to think of an idea from a podcast show or think of a book or whatever. Well, you know it, you've drafted the entire thing. And there is scientific backing here. The Zeigarnik effect, if that's even how you say it, says that once you start something, your brain wants to finish it. Unfinished tasks live rent-free in your head until completed. Starting, even just a little bit, creates a mental tension that compels you to continue. So if I tell you, look, I'm going to tell you about a story about John going to the shop and buying something. So John gets his shoes on and walks to the shop. That's the story. Can you feel that in your brain, it's not quite finished. You want to know what happened when he gets to go when he went to the shop, because I suggested that I'm going to tell you a story about him going to the shop and getting something. So the expectation is to get something. That's what's called a loop in the brain. And when it's not closed, it continually comes back into your mind. Have you ever had that thing where you're just sitting there and your brain thinks of something that you haven't done? Oh, damn, I was meant to send that email. Oh, damn, I was meant to do this. Damn, I was meant to get back in touch with that person. That's because the loop hasn't finished and your brain continually remembers these loops. So what should we do? We should set stupidly small goals, laughable ones. Right, I'm just going to walk 100 metres out of the house, end up 20-minute walk. You need to anchor it to something you already do. So after I brush my teeth, maybe I'll do 2 minutes of reading. Maybe you need to use timers, setting a 2-minute countdown. Once it's stopped, you start the work. What about gaming, like gamifying it and make it in the game? Reward yourself. Say, look, after I've done it, I can, I don't know, have a sweet, have a biscuit, whatever. And make it visible. Whatever you're trying to do, you need to keep it visible. You don't want to keep your books locked up in your drawer. You want to leave the book on your pillow. You want to keep weights by your desk or in your bedroom or somewhere that you're going to see it. Reduce that friction. So you don't need 100 hours in the gym. You just need 2 minutes to start. You don't need a limited time. You don't need 2 hours. You don't need perfection. You don't need perfect conditions. You don't need motivation. You just need 2 minutes and a willingness to outsmart your brain. So this is the only scam in the world that makes your life better. So what are you going to do right now for just 2 minutes? When you do that, you're going to become one of the 1%, because most people don't want to do anything. And think about it on the flip side. People say, oh, do you know what? I want to play a game, Call of Duty. Oh, I'm only going to play for 10 minutes. That's what they tell themselves. And what happens? They end up playing for 2 hours. I'm only going to go to the pub for one. End up 7 pints deep. So if we can do it in that way, why can we not do it on the positive side?